your prospect. You're just seeking to see what it is, how the business is run, what's going on. You're meeting and greeting your team members if you do have a nice little team. Then by the time you get a little bit seasoned into it, you go to level 2 or level 3, and that's when the money, you start seeing a little bit more money all the way till you get to whatever level that the ceiling top is, the cap is, and boom, now you're making money on top of money on top of money. You're making money in, coming in, that's why they call it a matrix. You're making money in the force matrix situation. And when people look at multi-level marketing, they look at it as, oh man, man, this is nothing but a pyramid scheme, or whatever the case may be, right? And I want to elaborate on that, because I did a video on with the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, where they say multi-level marketing, you have to look out for the scams, right? Meaning that you could get in, they'll put a monthly charge on you, then they'll have these products that's extremely high for you to sell to whoever in your, you know, in your network, meaning your contacts, and some of that stuff you could go and purchase at a local store and pay, you know, extremely amount, you know, less amount of, you know, funds than you would be paying for through the multi-level marketing business. And that's the whole thing of looking at this situation. You know, how can I dissect, or how can I come up with a strategic, you know, strategic plan to get in a network? Because when you look at that multi-level marketing business, you say, man, this business sounds too good to be true, because you're looking at, you know, the products that they selling, and also you're looking at how much money that you could make on each level that you get into. But the problem with that situation is you don't look at your contacts. Who can I sell these products to? Or will this person be willing to listen to what I have going on? Or will this person be able to, you know, follow me and understand the business just as well as I understand it? And the answer is yes, and the answer is no. Because it's always going, man, this, I live by this. You're going to get 99 no's before you get that one yes. And in some cases, you're going to get that, you might get 99 yeses and one no. And that one no that you really wanted to say, that you want that person to say yes to, can really affect. I'm sorry, that's my alarm clock. Can really affect you, because you're looking at it like, man, out of all these people, they see I'm making money, or they see that I'm doing it right, but however, they don't trust me, or they don't understand, or they don't do this or that. And that, you know how they say you could do 1,000,001 good things? And I'm gonna say you could do 99 good things, but that one bad thing, or that one thing that can affect you, can kill all 99 good things. And with multi-level marketing, you can't have